Okay, we're going to start now after the Mishnah on Nun Hei Amud Beis. Tonight's page is going to be 56, but we'll start a little bit before that on 55b. So we talked about how in the Mishnah, when a person eats Truma B'Shogeg, that he had to pay Chomesh. For Chomesh Chomshah, we said they have to pay a fifth on the fifth as well. The Gemara is going to address that with a drasha. It says Ksiv b'Torah. It says in the Torah, what Ishki Yechol Kodesh B'Shkogav Yosef Chamishi. So Allah, it says in the pasuk, Sheyehu V'Chum Shol Chamisha Halakim. It and its fifth should make a total of five halakim. Meaning that, like we said yesterday, the way you calculate the fifth is you do 1/4 of what you ate, add it to the outside, and you end up with five parts. Didn't Rabbi Avu say B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan? Let's see. Now we're talking about what this is kind of like a new topic. Well, second. Yeah, we're going to talk about a case where you knew that this was Osir, but you didn't know the Einish. So let's suppose someone knows that the chaylev is Osir, Bachilo, right? But he doesn't realize that you have a chatzis for you to b'shoyge. So we're going to have the gear like this. A person who was amazed by chaylev means he knows it's Osir to eat chaylev. Shogeg b'karbon, but as far as eating the karbon b'shogeg, he did not know that if you eat it b'shogeg, the chayv b'karbon chatos. Masrim bo, the loka. If he's eating it, we could give him hasra to tell him not to do it, and if he eats it, he gets malchus. Well, maybe karbon, and he's also going to give to maybe a karbon. Why? Because he's in a sense he's amazing in one hand because he's eating it amazing. But he's also a shogeg in that he doesn't realize that this has a chumrah of a chatos if he's offered a shogeg. So therefore, he's chayav both. He'll be chayav both malchus and a carbon chatos. So, this he says in the footnote here, this is Munvaz's shita in the Gemara in Shabbos Samaches on the Beis. And he has this. He was warned not to eat chaylev b'mezid. That was it. Yeah. You never give a hasra of shogeg. You're going to give probably was given the hasra that you have chorus, right? Hasra is chorus. Okay. So, Amar Av Hacha. So now the question is over here. How about you have a czar who's eating truma?
So, he was warned not to eat the chaylev and he ate the chaylev.
Yeah, but he did not know that if you eat chaylev v'shogeg, that you're chayav achatos. So he's a shogeg in the achila, even though the etzem achila was done b'mezid. There's an element of shogeg, so that he's chayav for both. He's chayav malchus for the hasras, achilas mezid, and he's chayav achatos because, in a sense, it was a shogeg as far as the carbon. It's a shugas carbon. Okay.
It's not a situation of Kamali with the Rabbi Mineh? No, not totally, nothing to do with each other.
Yeah. First of all, Kamali Rabbi Mineh is a din in Tashlume moment. This is not a Tashlume moment. This has nothing to do with Truma. We're not talking about Truma. All right, well, whatever. It's nothing to do with Kohen Rabbi. Let's leave it at that. Okay, let's go on. So the question is now over here, also by Truma. What if I know that I'm not supposed to eat Truma because it's also for a Zar to eat Truma, but I don't know that if I eat a B'shogeg, then I'm Chayav a Chomesh. I just wasn't aware of that halach, right? So, Yasubo. He'll give him hasra that what? They shouldn't eat the truma. And Yilkel, he'll get malchus. And v'yavi chomesh. And then he'll also have to pay the chomesh. In other words, it's exactly parallel in a certain sense, right? Are you going to say that he's, just like over there, he's a shogeg lagabe the chatos, and that's called a shogeg? And here too, he's a shogeg lagavi the chumash, so let that also be a shogeg.
This isn't a statement, this is a question.
It's like a suggestion. Is this true? It's like, is this true? Like, you know, he has an exclamation point at the end of this.
What's the shogeg here?
He's a shogeg.
He's given
Hashra. He was a shogeg. You got the shogeg by the chalef? Do you understand the shogeg by Munvaz? Munvaz, remember?
Yeah.
Munvaz said that if you have shigigas chatos, that you got hasra from the achilas chalef, and you ate of a mezid, you're chayv chatos. So you see, shigigas carbon is considered a shogeg. Okay?
Even though the hasra wasn't a complete hasra,
the hasra doesn't have to be included. Shogeg is always that way. Shogeg is never hasra. The hasra is because we're trying to bring this out that he's going to get malchus for the hasra because it's amazing. So he gets malchus, and at the same time he's going to be chayav karban chatos. It's an amazing thing. So the same way Munvaz said that by karban chatos by chaylev, let's apply the same principle. By Achilas Truma, where he knows he's not allowed to eat Truma, but he doesn't know that if you eat Truma b'shogeg, that you're chayav a chomesh. So let's apply the same principle and say if you get Hasra, you'll get Malchus for the Achila of the Truma, and you'll be chayav chomesh for the Shogeg. It seems like a reasonable suggestion. Amar Rav Zeira, so Rav Zeira says no. Gzeiras hakosav he. Here it's a little different because there's a special pasuk that says that he has to be a shogeg gomor. Okay, ish ki yochal kodesh bish gogo v'yosav chamishiso olav. If you eat it bish shogeg, shetei kol achilas o bish gogo. It has to be a complete shogeg. It's not dome to Shabbos. So even Munvaz would agree over here that you would be chayiv only. Only Malchus. Right? He's eating b'mezid. Person eats b'mezid, he got hasra not to eat it, and he ate it anyway. He gets Malchus. Okay,
that's it.
That's all he's gonna.
No fifth.
He won't get. He won't be high of the fifth.
The only
correct.
Thing he has to pay fifth is if it's
a shogeg. If it's a shogeg gomer, correct. That means he ate the ikker with shogeg. Correct. That's Reb Zeira. Okay.
But if he eats the truma b'shogeg, what's the din?
Then you pay back a karen and a chomesh from chulin, and the chulin becomes truma. That's the din. Okay.
Who gets the chomesh?
You can give the chomesh to any kohen you wish, and the one that owns the truma that you ate. He gets the karen.
That's part of Tavus Hanoah.
No, Tavus Hanoah has nothing to do with this.
Tavus
Hanoah has nothing to do with what your tashlumen is. You have a Tavus Hanoah on the chaimesh to give it to whoever you want, but that's true. But that has nothing to do with that's a sidebar kind of thing. That's not what's driving it. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Now, what if you have a zar that ate truma b'mezid b'sveiko? Now we're getting to a little bit different. Here we have a case where we have sofek truma. Then by sofek truma is like all sveiko d'araisa. Sveiko d'araisa is the chumra, right? So, but I'm not a bit on vadais in the Torah. But when it comes to sveikas, I'm not so frum, you know. I don't care if it's a suffix, I'll do it. I'll take my chances.
So I didn't know if this was true.
You weren't sure. You have a doubt.
I just don't know if it was true. That's a suffix.
Right. Yeah, but you went eating it knowing that it was a suffix. So you went and you ate it, but mazed. So that's the case. Mazed besveiko. You're eating mazed, even though you know it's a suffix truma. Bishogeg bevado. But, one second. Yeah, I gotta get this case right. Okay, so I'm gonna start again. So I, the first part I got right. The maze of Sveiko. If it's something with which, if it would have been a suffix, and I would have thought about it ahead of time, I would not have held myself back from eating it. But Lamaisa, the way I ate it was, I ate it b'shogeg b'vado, meaning that I didn't know that this was truma, and I ate it b'shogeg. So the question is, are you chayev chomesh or not?
You didn't know it was a suffix truma?
I think the pshat is it ended up being a vade truma, right? That's what it ended up. When it says vado, it means that's how it ended up. In other words, at the beginning, it was a suffix. Later on, it's nisbara that it was vadai.
After he ate it.
But b'shas yachilo, which he did b'shogeg, it was still a soft. But this is the key point.
Yeah.
Had he known, in other words, shogeg means you didn't know.
Sure.
Had he known that it was a suffix, he still would have eaten it. Right? Because he's not Mikvan on Sveikas. We're talking about not 100% from guy, okay? So he's not Mikvan on Sofik Terais and Luchumran. Maybe he was like the Rambam Sofik Terabonans, Luchumran Midrabonan, he's not Mikvan on Terabonans, whatever his lumdus is. But whatever it is, so he's not Mikvan on Sveikas. So again, let's get this case clear. He ate Truma, which was a Sofik Bishogeg. Then, had he known that it was a suffix, he would have eaten it anyway. But it turns out, in the end, that it was Vadai Truma. And had he known that it was Vadai Truma, he definitely would not have eaten it.
Right.
So that's the case over here. Okay, that is a little complicated. So this is really a question. So are you chayev the chomesh or not? In other words, how do you look at it? Do you say that since if he would have known it was a suffix to begin with, he would have eaten it anyway but mazed? Therefore, the shogeg is not considered enough of a shogeg to say that you're chayev the chomesh? Or do you say no, that since had he known that it was vare truma, that he would not have eaten it, so therefore it is considered a shogeg? That's the question. Okay. So Amar b'yaisi hado amra. So since you have this suffix, meaning that the fact that you have this suffix, that you are not going to hold yourself back in a case of suffix as to whether that's not considered a shogeg. So hashav loy midi yaso chayev al shogegaso, that it's only... let me just talk about this din of shav midi yaso. There's a din... in general, let's talk in general here. He brings it down here in footnote 10, 11 actually. A person is only chayev a korban chatos on an aveira b'shogeg if he's shav miyidiyaso. That means that if I would have known what I did, if I would have known what I was doing was asur midar raisa. Right? So a case of chalav, that's a simple case. I eat a piece of chalav with shogeg. Had I known it was chalav, I would have never eaten it. Right? So there, that guy, if he eats a b'shogeg, he's chayav a korban chatas. If you were somebody that had I known it was chalav, I still would have eaten it anyway. If I ate a b'shogeg, you can't bring a chatas. Why? Because by chatas is a din of shav miyidiyaso. He does tshuva from his idea. He has to have regret once he knows what he did. Shav midiyaso, chayev korban chatas. Loy shav midiyaso, he's not chayev chatas. Okay, that's the general rule. So now, let's talk about this case. So Rabbi Yossi says, Hado amra, since you are mesupak, that maybe since this person, had he known that this was a suffix truma, would not have held himself back from eating it because he is the kind of guy who doesn't refrain from sveikos. And on that basis, you have a suffix that maybe that's not called shav midiyah, so that's what we're clarifying about, right? So hashav lo midiyah, so chayev al shegagasa. Only a zar who would not eat truma. In other words, just in general case, a zar, when we talk about, in the whole sector, when we talk about a zar that eats truma b'shogeg, the only time you're chayev chaymesh is if you're a kind of zar that would have, had you known it was truma, not eaten it. But if you would have eaten the truma anyway, even if you would have known about it, then if you eat a b'shogeg, you're not going to be chayev achatas chomesh either. Okay.
It really is amazing.
No, no. I'm talking about where it was a bona fide shogeg. Bona fide shogeg.
He didn't know what it was, but he wouldn't have refrained from doing it.
Right. If he wouldn't have refrained from it, had he known, so therefore the shogeg doesn't have pay chomesh. Chomesh. Because that's, all right, you're calling it amazed, even though the achilo was not amazed. Why are you calling it amazed? You're calling it amazed.
He doesn't know.
You're calling him amazed because.
No, he doesn't have all the facts, but it doesn't matter. If he had all the facts, it wouldn't have changed.
It wouldn't have changed the action.
Right.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah, but it's not amazed. I don't call it amazed, though. He's a shogeg, which is lo shav mi di aso.
Okay.
That's what we're going to call him, okay? Now, let's suppose a person, well, this is again a case of a shogeg as far as carbon chatas by achilas chelav b'shogeg. So if he would say, if a person ate a b'shogeg, a kazayas of chelav, and he said, ani poresh b'kazayas, that means if it would have been a full kazayas, if I see a kazayas of chelav in front of me, I will not eat it. I don't eat chelav. I'm not a isfarf. You put a hamburger from KFC, right? I'm not going to eat that, right? But if it's half a kazayas, I will. I think it's tasty, right? Any parish me kachatzi zayas, if it would be a half a zayas, I'll eat that, no problem, right? So are you chayev to bring makriv of carbon chatos if you ate a kazayas b'shogeg in that case, right? So he's a shav midi also on the whole kazayas, but he's not a shav midi also on the half a kazayas. He ate up the whole kazayas. What do you think?
But he
didn't think anything. He knew. He ate a kazayas b'shogeg. He knows what he ate after the fact. He was told, you know, he just ate a kazayas of Caleb.
But before he did not know.
It's a shogeg. Yummy shogeg.
Do we have a pasuk that we can darshan?
But he would have eaten the first half had he known. He would have.
The action was amazing.
Do we have a pasuk that
what?
Says kol that we darshan shu kol achilas b'shkala like we had before?
Let's see what the Gemara says. Okay. So this is the shaila. So Amar Abun Barchia Nase Ke Ochel Chatzi Zayas B'Shogeg V'Chatzi Zayas B'Mesed. This is what you said. So it becomes like someone who ate half a kazayas B'Mesed and half a kazayas B'Shogeg. In other words, the pshat's like this. I thought I was eating a half a kazayas.
The shogeg is on the quantity.
The shogeg is on the quantity. I thought it was half a kazayas, and therefore I was eating it, but it ended up being a full kazayas. So I'm a chatzi zayas b'mezid, and a chatzi zayas b'shogeg.
Right.
And is there a tzir? And your potter from carbon chatzis. No, I'm talking about chatos here. We're still talking about the way the mafarshim here in this point are learning that this gemara is still talking about chelav.
The English is
another pshat. It could be the gemara is still talking again about chatos. It's a little mudna the way he's learning it in the Hebrew side. Why all of a sudden we're talking so much about chelav? But I guess you could. You could bring in, you know, truma and try to make applications. I'm not sure. I didn't work it all out over here. Okay. Now the Gemara says one more thing. There's a machlokas, Rish Lakish, for this you have to know one yediyah, and that is, there's a machlokas between Rish Lakish and Reb Yochanan, this is a Gemara in Yuma, by Chatzi Zayas, Aser Min HaTorah, that's Reb Yochanan's Shita, because it's Chazi Litzruf, let's use the simple reason, is because it's Chazi Litzrufe, let's say, for example, right? Or, do you say Chatzi Zayas, Mutter Min HaTorah, that's Rish Lakish's position. So we have machlokas, Reb Yochanan and Rish Lakish. So now the Gemara is going to say, the in Yizbar, Rabun, right? Rabun Barchia, who just said this last thing. He said that it's like he ate Chatzi Zayas B'shogeg, Chatzi Zayas B'mezid. So now if Rabun held like Rish Lakish, the Rish Lakish Omar, Ochal Chatzi Zayas B'helem Echad Potter, which means if I ate a half a Kazayas, Vehelmecha means that's I was a shogeg. Right? Is that what it means over here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 16, let me make sure I'm reading it right here. Just one second. I gotta be careful here. Just one second. It's Shugnas HaLashon. Yeah, it's a funny Lashon Helmecha because it's not this year anyway, so it's a funny thing. It's Shugnas HaLashon. So we're going to learn here. So he's, just say it, Pasha. He eats a Chatzi Zayas. Min HaTorah, you're potter from anything. Even if he eats it, does it b'shot, b'meis it. Because Chatzi Shir is not also, I'm talking on the Torah level. Min HaBonah, of course, it's also, even according to Rish Lakish. But on the Torah level, half a Kazayas, according to Rish Lakish, is mutter. So, that's what it means. You potter, right? Now we go to the next page. V'hacha, now we're on Nun Vavam Beis. V'hacha, ochal shnei chatzai zesen, chasha kol shuhu, putter. In our case, he's talking about chelov still. Let's see here. When it comes, even if a person eats two half seisim, chaser kol shehu. Right. See, he's asking like this. Let's take Rish Lakish. Let's take Rish Lakish's position. Just in the whole Torah. Let's take a simple guy who, we'll say nine tenths of a kazayas. 90% of the kazayas he's eating, b'mezid. Amazing. You know, right. Shogeg, amazing, makes no difference. It's not awesome in Atara. So far, I haven't been over anything. It's when I eat that final 10%, the Shogeg, let's say, or amazing, whatever Issa we're talking about, the Shogeg, let's say. So that last 10% is where I'm finally going to be over the Issa. So if the first 90% I ate was amazing, and the last 10% I ate b'shogeg, so it turns out that I ate a kazayas b'shogeg. That's the Gemara is trying to point out. Because after all, the first part, the first achila was muteras, was 100% mutter. It has no significance in the Torah world. Because he holds chatzi shor is mutter ben haTorah, right? So he goes ahead and he eats 90%, and then the last 10% he eats b'shogeg, then he's chayav achatos. He wasn't over anything. One second. Feed Rajah has eyes kill of a shogeg. Hayem Mazel is a kill of Khatzi size and Nasha kill of eyes shogeg of Potom Kramakatis, Nasha Shalom, Dasha Shum and Lakish Kalak Khatzi size. The shogeg is Potom Kramakatis, Shari Nimno Makis Potom. Right. So that's his point. His point is that you just said now that if you had half a kazayas that you weren't going to stop yourself from eating, that's considered a mazid, and therefore when you eat the other half a kazayas, it's considered you only ate a half a kazayas b'shogeg. So he says, the question, he's raising really a question, that according to Rish Lakish, you should never be chayav achatas when you eat a chelev, a kazayas chelev, because the first 90% you could eat a mazid if you wanted to, because it's mutter. In other words, you're not shoved from your yediyah of the achila of 90% of what you ate. So why, how can you ever be chayav a carbon chatas when you eat a chalif, a kazayas chalif? That's his question. So the Gemara says, "Ma'ariv shem melakish v'yisrei hanar." If it comes to yisrei hanar, things like something which is brought from an azara, klai akam, arla, and so on. If you eat less than a kazayas, there it will be also an atira. "Ma'ariv shem melakish v'yom kippurim." By Yom Kippur, again, the Isser is an Isser of Inui. It's not an Isser Achila over there. So there, if you eat less than a Kaseves, it's also Asur Min HaTorah Chatzi Shir. And finally, Moed Rishum Min Lakish, Be Asid Lahashlim. Someone who's eating less than the Shir, but he has in mind from the very beginning, when I start my Achila, that I'm going to finish my Achila, there, of course, he's going to hold your Chayiv. And that's going to be the explanation for this case. This by chalif throughout the Torah. In other words, you're right. If I taka ate a 90%, let's make it simple, a kachatzi zayas, I ate it b'mezid because I hold kachatzi shem mutum in Torah, and then I went ahead and ate the other half of kazayas b'shogeg. You're right. Rish Lakish would taka hold your pater from a chatas. But if you ate the whole thing, where you had in mind to eat the whole thing from the very beginning. Then even Rish Lakish is maskim that Chatzi Shir is also not Torah because it's part of one whole achila of a kazayas.
Even though the first half is mutter,
but since it's part of a larger achila, which ultimately was a kazayas, and that's why you're going to be chayav your carbon. That's basically what it's saying over here. Okay. Rabbi Avuhu B'Shem Yochanan says the following: Hamagameya, if you have a zar who swallows. Or you know he gargles with it or whatever. However, how does he translate megameya?
He sips.
A chometz shel truma. He's got vinegar and he's doing this mamezid. Even though it's darach achila. Again, remember we're saying that whenever you get a hasra for achilas truma by a zar, you're chayev malchus. Okay. So if you eat it, if you eat this chometz, which normally is not eaten. But he holds your chayiv malchus anyway. The Gemara's going to say soon because it's miyashev daitai, makes you feel, it settles your stomach or something like that. Tony, zar megameya, oh, I'm sorry, one more. Rabbu b'shem b'yakran, hakoy says chito shel truma. Here, talking about where you're eating raw wheat, right? It's not roasted wheat. You're eating ramash raw wheat. It's also not normally eaten. But there, too, you're going to get malchus because it has the effect of filling up your stomach and taking away your hunger, and therefore your chayiv malchus. Tony, zorha megameya chometz shel truma. If you have the Bryce is basically giving the same cases that we were just talking about. So the Tanakama holds that if you zip the chometz, but it's truma, b'shalom es hakerem, v'ein b'shalom es hachomesh. Now, you don't have to pay chomesh, because by chomesh, it says achila. And since this is not a regular achila, you're not chayav chomesh. Obviously, you have to pay the keren, because that is a shailin in mominus. And the same thing, ha'kais es achita, shotum b'shalom es hakerem, v'ein b'shalom es hachomesh, the same thing, it's not derech achila. Rebbe disagrees with the Tanakama. He says, I'm Rani, that you have to pay both. Obviously, Rabbi Yochanan before was going b'shita hu, b'shitas Rabbi, right?
Yeah.
Rabbi Yochanan said before that hamegameya chomet shel truma that you get malchus. So he's going like the shita of Rabbi. That's why the Rambam. It comes out that Rebbe and Rabbi Yochanan are saying the same shita, and that's why they taina. Apparently, this seems to be a machlokes. The Rambam and Raiva. The Rambam seems to hold like Rebbe in this case. Rabbi Yirmiyahu b'shem Rabbi Imi moedim chacham leRebbe b'megameya chamas shochuma achat hibula shumasham kevul chomesh. This is a very simple case. I go. What do I normally do with chometz? I take my bread and I dip the bread in it, and I use it as a dip. It helps me swallow the bread, right, or whatever. So by itself, it's not normally eaten, but if I take bread and dip it in there, then that's normal derech achila. Well, what happens if I dip my bread in it, and after I ate my bread, I then decide to kind of like wash the whole thing down with more chometz? Derech achamam or moedet to Rebbe in that case, that is derech achila, because you're just kind of like finishing up, you're washing out your meal. That's what it seems to say over here, yeah? There it will be kind of like it makes you, it settles your stomach. I'll just say it that way. Finally, the end of the daf, it says, Tanya, the Braisa says, and we talked about this yesterday, if a person eats truma b'shogeg, right, he ate truma tamea. Ochal truma tamea, if I ate truma, which was tamei b'shogeg, Mishalim chulin tahirin. What I'm supposed to pay back is with regular chulin, not with tamei chulin, not with tamei truma. I'm supposed to pay with tahir truma. Im shilim, it says in the Yerushalmi here that if you paid with chulin tameim, you're dead. Now in the what's his name in the Bavli, apparently it says maybe you're yotze, but the chachamim require you to pay like a knas to pay chulin. He quotes it from, let's see, he brings it over here on the bottom here. It's in Kitten Nun Dalid, that Av Shetashlum of Tashlumen, even though the Truma is a considered good Tashlumen, the Chacham gave my Knas to go pay the Kohen, pay his Chulin to hire him. In other words, that Tashlumen, which is a Knas Men Rabbanon, it's chulin when you pay it, and it remains chulin in Bishus HaKoyin as well. No, so
it's not like it rolls off and comes back on. It stays the whole time.
What?
What status? The status of like truma aspect of it, but it doesn't.
So he ate truma to me of a shogeg. Right. He paid chulin. He paid truma that was tamei as a payback. So that Gemara is basically saying you have to pay back chulin to hirin as well. And those chulin remain chulin in the Rosh Hashanah. He brings that in the footnote. Okay. Reb Nassan Amir Sumchasayim, Reb Shogim Ashasa Asay, Mezali Asa Klum, that it depends how you did the payment. Did you do it on purpose or you do it b'shogim? If you did it b'shogim, Ashasa Asay, but if you did it b'mezali Asa Klum, here he has him not paying it at all. And you have to go. You have to. So what happens? So that's a good question. Exactly what happens? So it sounds like it sounds. I have it as footnote 21. It says over here that the pashas of the lashon it's mashma that the payers don't become truma. They go back to the person that gave him that chulin, right? And he has to pay him other chulim to hirim. That's Rash Cirilo and Marafulda. But he says the Bavli, Yavamis Tzadik, it asks a question on this daya. The Bavli asks, is it Yesh Kai Chacham Laka Dovin Atayra? Because what's going to happen here is it'll come out that but that shluman is not tashluman, and the payers don't belong to the kohen. But midaraisa, the payers belong to the kohen. So if the kohen were to go ahead and take the shuma and be mekadesh and isha, it would be mekudeshes. But the chacham are saying it's not considered tashluman, and therefore goes back. So there'd be oikar the kedushin, something like that. You know, this is all another resource for the chachamim. How do they impact the araisa? So this is just one more example like that. Okay. I get the knock. Thank you very much. I am Hebrew. Yes.